Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Now, one of the issues we talked about last weekend and have talked about on a number of occasions recently has been immigration. And primarily because the federal government has said that they plan to raise the immigration numbers by 2025 to 500,000 immigrants annually. So, they've also said that they're going to introduce aggressive measures to be able to take care of the immigration backlog. Somebody in the minister's department came up with the term aggressive measures, and they ran it past one of their little internal focus groups, i.e. the people who work in Office B. What do you think of that? Think it'll work? Yeah, sounds good. Use it. So then the rest of us get exposed to aggressive measures, and then everybody in the media repeats it, including me. I try not to, but I just got sucked in. Richard Kurland, immigration lawyer in Vancouver. He's advised the federal and Quebec governments on immigration policies. Why Quebec? Because they have their own immigration system. But let's talk about the Trudeau government reviewing aggressive measures to clear the immigration backlog. And why is the immigration backlog so large? And what might these aggressive measures turn out to be? And are the government's plans to permit 500,000 newcomers annually by 2025 realistic? What else do I have here for you? 75% of Canadians have expressed concern the number's too high and will negatively affect housing, healthcare, and government services. Are they being exclusionary, and unfair? Mr. Kurland, how are you, sir?
Very well, sir.
It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I always find out how wrong I am about things. I have these wonderfully thought out ideas. I come to these absolutely logical conclusions, and you destroy them in 3 seconds.
Well, logic, it's a hobby, not a sport.
All right. So we know that last year there were, according to the immigration minister, not me, that we had 400,000 plus permanent residents in 2022. But you told us a few weeks ago on this program that number is not exactly what it appears to be. Would you explain that to us, please?
Yeah. You see, you have to look at both sides of the ledger here. Permanent residents, very nice. These are people with status to remain physically present permanently in Canada. But that's a partial picture. You have to look at two things. The inventory of permanent residents and the inventory of temporary residents. Because, you know, a guy in the street is thinking immigrants, meaning people who are not from here. Well, if you have 500,000 immigrants, these are not people coming to Canadian shores. That's not how business works these days. Our immigrants are selected from people already living here with temporary status, students, foreign workers, what have you.
But Richard, they had to come to Canada at some point.
Yeah, and that's what people are missing. Since the last 7-8 years, we have increased the pool of people here in Canada with temporary status from about 1.2 million to over 3.3 million people. And that is what is affecting our housing supply. Not immigrants coming here to look for some place to live, but if you increase the number of students and foreign workers, adding literally millions to the search for housing, surprise, demand goes up. And even though it's a distraction move, point your finger at the number of immigrants and not identifying the massive increase in inventory of people with temporary status in Canada, you mislead the public.
So it's a distraction move by the government.
Yeah. People who don't know enough to ask the proper question, they're going to get hoodwinked.
Yeah, because we hear 500,000 immigrants, newcomers, by 2025. And so we hear those words because those are the words that are spoken. And to the logical ear, that means 500,000 newcomers in the country in 2025, because that's what the guy just said.
That's it. But something's different this time around, radically different. We got really smart. We have been selecting systematically the brightest, the best, the most capable human capital in our history. We are now literally leading the world when it comes to IT specialists, occupations that are in the highest demand globally, and we're building an economic infrastructure that's going to put Canada number one.
Okay, question for you. How many of them are staying? Because I read a report or story a couple of days ago that our current economic reality and the situation that exists in Canada is causing some of the experts who've come here, and the fact that they can't get licensed to do the jobs that they're qualified to do from the countries they arrived at, they're looking elsewhere. They're looking to move again.
And here's why I don't care. It's because for every one of these people that...
You don't care because you're an immigration lawyer. They're already here.
Well, they're already here. Well, for an immigration lawyer, it's even better. If someone wants to leave, the immigration lawyer has another case to do. And as far as I'm concerned, if a person wants to leave and transport Canadian values to a country like China or somewhere in the Middle East or Iran, fantastic. If they're leaving, there are three more to take that job. There are three more to take that spot.
So what is aggressive measure?
I have a problem.
Richard, and people should know, Richard and I have been friends for years. What does aggressive measures mean? When the minister talks about engaging aggressive measures to clear the immigration backlog, what is he talking about?
That's a soundbite to indicate they have control of the dossier.
Or they want to have control.
Yeah. And what is actually happening, facts on the ground, folks, is that they are diluting the safeguards and controls used to screen prospective entrants to this country. What it really means in this aggressive measure guideline is that they're going to shut one eye to how much money a person has, in fact, that is going to be used to come to this country. In the past, until this aggressive measure announcement, you had to show deep pockets that you can afford actually to stay here and remain here without working illegally. Under this aggressive measure, they're going to tinker with the artificial intelligence decision-making framework that's used to process visas outside Canada to kind of dumb down the need for an applicant to show they can afford to travel.
Are you suggesting there's artificial intelligence in Ottawa?
I said overseas. In Ottawa, I think track record speaks for itself.
Mr. Kurland, if a significant number, if the majority of newcomers, as the government would define them to us, are already here, so it's not an issue of 500,000 newcomers. They're already here, or most of them. How many newcomers, actual newcomers, arrive in this country annually?
COVID is the problem for a factual answer. But taking that into account, you're talking about processing and extensions of people already here, close to 3 million.
A year.
It's a total float. Every year you're going to get fresh blood is about 1.2 million.
So
how many leave? You got to take that into account.
What does that mean?
It means what's your net? What's your float? What's your cash action on humans physically present in Canada? So you've got a float, and by float I mean people with minimum 1 year temporary status and longer of at least 3.5 million. You've got 200 million entries a year at our ports of entry. So it's quite a task to process, monitor, control.
We 200 control. Million?
200 million entries a year. And that includes Canadians, of course.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, so it's a busy system in constant churn. But we've managed to attract and retain.
Do we actually know? I go back to the 500,000 because that's what the government is telling us. By 2025, they're not saying 2023. They're saying by 2025. So, again, if the majority of, well, it sounds to me like all of the 500,000 and maybe more are here now.
Yep. And
the 500,000 that will be declared in 2025 are here now.
Well, you take the Band-Aid off the forehead that says temporary status and you place it with a Band-Aid that says permanent resident status. It's the same human. It's the same neighbor. But the lucky ones with the good Band-Aids get to stay permanently with their families.
What makes the difference?
It's the jousting tournament. An express entry system selects the new echelon of permanent residents. And the magic, the secret sauce in that express entry system is you make immigrants compete against immigrants. They're fighting each other in a giant goldfish bowl to get to the top of the goldfish bowl, the highest scoring fish. Points based on your age, education, work experience. The highest scoring fish get scooped out and are given permanent resident Band-Aids. The rest are caught in that bowl and eventually they got to leave. But what is the result? It's bad for a lot of those immigrants, goldfish bowl laden, but it's great for Canada because we get the best as a result of that cruel competition.
In the goldfish bowl.
Yep.
So I'm learning all sorts of new government terminology today. Okay, so I'm understanding you now. I started to understand you a couple of weeks ago because we just, you know, when we receive a news story, we go by what we see. And then we start to challenge where necessary and when necessary. So what Canadians were concerned about, what they told pollsters, the Association for Canadian Studies, Jack Jedwab's group, and he was on the air with us last weekend as well, 75% said 500,000 is too much annually because it will negatively affect or could negatively affect social programs, healthcare, housing. So you're telling us the number is far greater than 500,000.
That's right.
500,000 is a drop in the goldfish bowl.
And the 500,000, don't forget, we rejigged the rules provincially and federally. These are people who are already paying taxes to cover Medicare, to cover government services, because they're working here.
But you just said a couple of minutes ago what the government is going to be doing with its aggressive measures philosophy is watering. I'm using all sorts of fish references now. Watering down the process.
No. That doesn't apply to immigrants. That only applies basically to tourists.
Tell me if I'm wrong here. Isn't the government saying that they're going to engage aggressive measures to clear the immigration backlog?
Well, it's magic words. What immigration backlog? Not for permanent residents. The backlog is in the overseas work permits, study permits, visitor visas. That's what's going to come under aggressive measures. Let people be tourists more easily. They may sell it as they're going to do something about some permanent resident backlog. But again, if it's a backlog where you've been invited to apply, they finally got smart. Over so many decades. And here's something, brain food. Don't take in more files in a year than you can process in a year. And they've done that for the last three fiscals. They've cured the fundamental immigration problem of no quotas.
Okay.
So it's not about permanent residence. Aggressive measures are for temporary status.
Okay. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.